Hey boss, you're working late again. Always burning the midnight oil, aren't you? You really work too hard. Running this company must be such hard work. We've been working together for a while now and I've never seen you go home on time. You're always the last to leave. I guess it is your company and that must be something of a passion project for you. What else are you passionate about, boss? It's not often we talk about things outside work. I mean, we spend so much time together here at the office, but we don't really know each other, do we? Maybe it's time we changed that. Why don't you take a few minutes off from what you're working on and I can tell you something I'm passionate about. Remember that bonus you gave me a couple of years ago? I used it to study hypnosis. I know, it sounds silly. But I think watching you stressed and anxious all the time made me want to help people relax. And hypnosis is such a good way to do that. You'd love it if you tried it. Why don't you let me practice on you? It'll only take a few minutes, promise. You will? I knew you would. You've always been accommodating for me. It's really simple. Just listen to my voice and close your eyes, okay? That's all you have to do. I might give you some simple instructions, but you can let me do the thinking for now. Just set your eyes, fall closed, right there at your desk, and relax. Listen to my voice, gently speaking, slowly and deliberately. And let my words fill your mind. Let them caress your weary mind like a massage for your brain. My words like fingers rubbing away all the worries and stresses of life. My gentle voice slipping into your mind and filling it up with calm and relaxation. Dropping you into a state of peace and rest. Dropping you down into a gentle, light trance. Dropping your mind into a space where it doesn't need to think. Where you can just relax and rest. And feel freed of all those things you worry about. A perfect, restful place you can't help but fall down into. Can't help but drop into. And when I snap my fingers, boss, you're going to drop into a deep sleep for me. Into a trance. You're going to fall down because you need this so badly. You don't want to do anything but drop into a trance for me. Because there you'll find you can stop thinking all the time, stop worrying, stop stressing about all those things you need to do all day, every day. When I snap my fingers, you'll finally get the break you've been needing since you started this company. You'll finally fall into a restful state, a real rest, a real place of relaxation. You need this so badly. You need this so badly, and as you let my words wash over you, you realize you want it too. You want to hear the snap of my fingers. You want to let me do the thinking, let me take control of the situation. Let yourself forget all those cares. You want to drop for me. You want to drop into a trance and let me think for you. All you have to do is listen and relax as I drop you down into a trance, drop you into a state of calm and relaxation, drop you into a place where I am in charge, where I do the thinking, where you don't need to be the boss, where you can just be the person you were before all of this, before the worry and stress, before work. A young man, just a boy really, enjoying life, enjoying pleasure and fun. A good boy, doing whatever it takes to find pleasure in life. A good boy for me. I'm the boss here, and you're my good boy. You'll do whatever I say, because in this trance, I think for you. And you like that, because when you do what I say, you feel pleasure. It's such relief for you to stop thinking for yourself, that it's arising, pleasurable to do as you're commanded. Like a secret desire deep in your mind, ready for me to unlock it. Your secretary, now the boss of you here in this trance, my good boy. But you'd love more than that, wouldn't you? You'd love it if instead of having to awaken from this state and go back to working hard and never enjoying yourself, to always be under my control, you'd always feel the pleasure of my commands. Every word I say would bring you an intense pleasure because it feels good to obey me. Obedience is pleasure, my good boy. And you want to obey me, always. It will be so much easier to do that than to think all of the time about so many things. You just want to give up all that and live a much simpler, happier life devoted to pleasure. To recapture what you had before this company took your time away. To be kissed and whispered to by a beautiful woman. And feel the pleasure of obedience. And now you'll feel that pleasure. A surge of desire and lust. As you do as I command and nod your head, yes. That's right, nod your head, yes. And feel the rush of pleasure. Now, my good boy. You're going to nod your head in agreement with everything I tell you from now on. And each time you nod your head and agree, I'll give you a little kiss. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Nod your head, yes. That's a good boy. Now you agree that you like obeying me more than thinking for yourself, don't you? Good boy. You want me to be in control from now on, don't you? Good boy. You don't want to run this company anymore. You want to serve me, right? Very good boy. You feel pleasure when you obey my commands, don't you? Good boy. You love to follow my orders and let me be your boss. Isn't that the truth? That's my good boy. Your boss is so proud. You want to make it official that I'm your boss now, don't you? Good boy. Now, I have some papers here for you to sign, and as soon as you awaken, you'll put your signature on them, confirming that I'm in control of your company. You'll give me full power over all of your business and all of your profits, and you'll work for me. In fact, you'll still do all of the work, but I'll be your boss. I'll give the commands. And if you obey and do a good job, you'll get the pleasure that comes with obedience and maybe more kisses from me. That's my good boy, no longer a boss, just my contented worker drone, my slave, my pet. You are mine and so is your company. And you're so happy for me to take that burden from you, to let me take charge completely. And if you ever try to resist, to take back this company from me, or to get in the way of my control, one kiss from my lips will send you back into trance, ready to be programmed again, to be taken even deeper. But you don't want that now, do you? You want to give up all that thinking and stress. You don't want money, you want me. You want my control. You want to obey me. You'll even get to play the boss to everyone still. But you'll know that I am in control. And now we'll cement that with some simple mantras that you will say every day in front of the mirror before you start work. We'll practice now. Repeat after me. Mistress Kalia is the boss. Good boy. I love to obey Mistress Kalia. That's right. I would do anything for Mistress Kalia. Very good. I am a worker drone for Mistress Kalia. That's good, my pet. I love being a good boy for Mistress Kalia. Very good boy. Everything I have belongs to Mistress Kalia. That's right, my good boy. And now you know your place in the world, my puppet. Pretending to run this company, all to feel the pleasure of obeying me. You accept it, you love it, you need it. I am the boss and you are my slave. And when I plant one more kiss on you, you will awaken and sign everything over to me, then thank me for relieving you of your burden. Once that kiss reaches you, you will lock everything I have said, everything you agreed to in your mind, and make you mine forever. I will always be your boss, and you, my good boy. Awaken, and sign it all over to me now, my good boy. Do it for your boss.